In question 1775, the Rav said, just as much as you have to have emunas hachomim, that when they do what we think is right, you have to have emunas hachomim, that when they do what we think is wrong, they obviously know better than us. But where do you draw the line? If a gadol ate chazer, would we say that it must be the chazer was really kosher? If Rav Yaakov Emden, who was the one of the gedolim of his time, was wrong about Rav Yonasan Apshitz in regards to belief in Shabsai Tzvi, then why isn't this a possibility for gedolim of our time? If any type of bizui talmid chacham can be justified as l'toelis, then when do all the halachas of bizui talmid chacham ever apply? Are they just theoretical but never actually applicable? Yoni from Queens. Okay, Yoni, you're confusing two separate things here. One is the idea of don l'kafskos, and the other emunas chachomim. What you're describing is don l'kafskos. You see a talmid chacham, a tzaddik, do something that looks suspicious. The halacha is very clear that you have to give him the benefit of the doubt, even if the benefit of the doubt is unreasonable. For instance, you saw Rav Moshe Feinstein walk into a non-kosher McDonald's and order a trefa hamburger and ate it. You would have to give him the benefit of the doubt that he probably had some kind of attack and it was pikuach nefesh if he didn't eat on that spot. And even though it's very unreasonable, you'd have to do that. The same thing to give the benefit of the doubt to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And yes, if you saw a gadol eat chazer, you would have to say that for some reason, at that moment, for that gadol, this chazer was mutter to eat. However, that has nothing to do with you doing it. That means it doesn't mean that you can go into a McDonald's and eat chazer. Emunas chachamim is where the chacham tells you to do something, gives a psak, and you think he's wrong. Then you have to follow him, whether you think he's right or you think he's wrong, if, in fact, he has the authority over you, he's your Rav, he's a Gadol Hador, whatever it may be. That is called Emunas Chachamim. And that doesn't mean that Gedolim can't be wrong. But L'maisa L'gabe, your responsibility to follow them, right, unless you know for sure that they're making a mistake, but just your, and you've discussed it with them, and you've told them that possibility, right? Then you have a responsibility to listen to those gedolim, to those rabbonim that you are under their authority, whether they be the Sanhedrin, whether they be your Rav, or so on.